Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, they blew up the chicken man in Philly last night. Now they blew up his house too.
Here I thought Nelly had the soundtrack of the year. This one's rivaling it, Limits.
I thought Thursday's was pretty good too, you said.
It was okay. This one's better. Very proud of you. I can't hear myself. There we go.
Can never go wrong with Bruce Springsteen.
No.
The boss.
Never. Especially when he's acoustic. And I told you, you always go unplugged.
You
and
like acoustic, huh?
Yeah. And this, in my not-so-humble opinion, is his best album, Nebraska. Not a lot of people would share that opinion, but what do I care? Not a lot is how much I would care.
Apparently not.
Derek Shelton coming up, top of the hour. Lots to talk about with him. In terms of injuries, what do they do with Henry Davis when Grandal comes back? I think that's the primary question that I have for him. But I wanted to depart from the Pirates for a moment and talk about this Pitt story from yesterday. That seems to have people up in arms. Did you see this one, Austin, where Deion Hayes, he didn't put up great, like, conventional numbers last year, but I think he was among the leaders, if not the leader, in pressure rate among defensive players in the ACC last year. So he's a fifth-year defensive end, went into the transfer portal Monday. Chris Carter with the story at postgazette.com. This was the reason for his departure. And this is a quote from Hayes to Carter. It's just that I don't believe we can win now. I believe we, and then in parentheses, we're going to win games, but I believe we're in a developmental stage, and I just can't do that right now. I'll be honest with you. I don't have a problem with that quote. This is pro sports. Pitt stunk last season. He wants out. He wants to go to a winner. If that's the reason, if it's simply a money reason, then I think I would have a problem with it, because what I'm lauding him for is just flat out honesty, if this is actually the reason.
Well, and how about he tried to walk back his comments too? He tweeted out screenshots of his conversation with Chris and then eventually deleted the tweet with the full entire conversation. He did not think that it would be published.
Wait a second.
Oh, yeah.
So is he claiming that he was quoted that this was not on the record?
Apparently so. I have a screenshot of a couple of things he said, because Carter was asking, and he said, I believe we're going to win games, but I believe we are at a developmental stage. Just can't do that now.
Yeah.
We have a young team. I don't believe we can win now. And then he said, I didn't know you were going to post that. I thought we had a relationship and you would ask me first. Wish you the best. Just know for next time, ask before you just release, because I thought we were cool.
Hmm. Well, that gets more interesting, doesn't it?
And then he deleted the tweet.
Well, why did he delete the tweet?
He deleted his own screenshots. He kept the receipts and then he deleted it.
Well, in my experience, you know, unless somebody says off the record, I don't know, obviously, the nature of this conversation. But normally when a reporter calls you, it's on the record until you say it's off, right?
These were direct messages.
Direct messages. Okay.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Either way, as I'm thinking about this real time here, the kid's just being honest.
Right.
I wanted to go to a better team. What's wrong with that? You tell me what's wrong with that.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Because we've gotten to a point where, and these releases are made by college football players, college basketball players. Oh, thank you, Pitt. Thank you, Penn State. Thank you, West Virginia, for all that you've done for me. I really appreciate it.
Exactly, but this City is, Limits. Now is, you're on to something.
This is just what I feel is best for me. Thank you, everyone. I appreciate it. All the cafeteria workers, everybody working in this dance. It's just basically a big PR statement. And now somebody's finally honest and says what their real reasoning is for leaving. And there's a lot more hoopla, and he's getting crushed about it.
Now, if it turned out that he was simply going for a pay raise and couching it as, oh, yeah, I don't think we can win now, but I'm really going for the money, then I would have a problem with it, because then he's not being honest.
Right.
Right? But it says here in the story that he was one of the highest paying NIL deals on the team for last season. That doesn't mean someone else obviously couldn't outbid them. So I think there's some unanswered question here. Questions, I should say, plural. But in the meantime, I'll take that at face value for now, and I have zero problem with it. I don't think this team is winning right now. I think they're in a developmental stage. I want to go where I can win. And a source told Carter that it was mostly about Pitt's offense. He doesn't believe that Hayes doesn't believe that this offense is going to take a step forward next season. Listen, man, it's pro sports here, in case you haven't noticed. It's a free-for-all all the time. And the people who started this were the coaches, right? They were the ones who started it, the adults in the room, who told parents, I'm going to be here for all your son's 4 years and preach accountability and devotion and loyalty to team. And then before you go out and bust your ass in a bowl game, they take off and don't say goodbye to their players that they recruited, and they go for the money. They're the ones who set the example. And I would also say, by the way, that NIL in its current state began a long, long time ago. And all the cheating that has happened in pro sports began a long, long time ago from some unlikely places. And I always point to John Wooden's UCLA dynasty as a place that not a lot of people talk about, where some of the origins of cheating in big-time sports happen. You can go back and read a book on that. I think it was called The Wizard of Westwood, where it said, you know, guys were paid after games, little handshakes that had money in them, things like that. And then there was Sam Gilbert, who was the sugar daddy, and Wooden claimed he didn't know, or he turned a blind eye, or something. But those programs cheated, period. There was a story in the LA Times, February 1st, 1982. And I went back and spoke to the writers of this story a long time ago. One was Mike Litwin, who became a columnist later for the Denver Post, worked for the LA Times. They did 45 interviews with people, and this was, of course, either at the end, toward the end of Wooden's tenure or after it, early 80s there. 45 people connected to those UCLA dynasty teams, including players and coaches. And it portrayed a wealthy booster named Sam Gilbert as a, quote, one-man clearinghouse for players. Members of 7 of 10 of Wooden's championship teams were lavished with, quote, cars, stereos, clothes, airline tickets, and scalpers' prices for season tickets, all against NCAA rules, period. So wouldn't it make sense if cheating, or you want to look at it as payments in college sports, paying players, starts out with money-lined handshakes and cars and stereos, that over the course of decades, it's going to become more and more and more into what we see today, and now it's legalized mostly? Makes sense to me. Just don't forget where it started. Just don't forget where it started, with the most saintly of programs. Okay? That program, whether Wooden knew everything about the cheating or not, you know, you're supposed to promote, what's the saying they always killed these guys on, like Tarkanian? An atmosphere of compliance. Yes. There was no atmosphere of compliance for those old UCLA teams. That program cheated its ass off. Okay? So know that. and then know that the guardians of the game, the coaches, again, the guys who line up before these players and preach to them about how you got to look out for your brothers on this team and you got to be loyal and you got to do what's necessary and you got to pay the sacrifice. These are the same adults that walked out on these kids to greener pastures at the worst times, oftentimes not even talking to them. I remember Ben Howland walking out on Pitt, walking around the Pitt offices with a California real estate brochure in his hands, just openly being courted. And then I remember walking over to that campus after he left when he had just been in a meeting with his players like a day before that. And I talked to the primary people, people like Carl Krauser, who said he was talking about next season. I were coming back and doing this, this, and this. He knew he was leaving. Okay? All of that adds up and rolls up to where we are today. And now that the players want to get their share and want to go wherever they want and want to get as much money as they can and want to go to a winner on their terms, they're the ones who get clubbed over the head for it. Okay, so until I learn more or something differently about Deion Hayes, he's talking like a professional athlete, which is exactly what he is. And like my friend City Limits just said, you see all these guys, oh, thank you for everything you've done for me. No, you're leaving. That's fine. And tell us why. You know? And he did. Wants to go to a winner. Now, if it was more about the money, again, then I'll backtrack on how I feel right now and say, hey, man, if it's about the money, just say you're getting paid somewhere. If you're allowed to say that.
And I mean, that's kind of what Doran was alluding to earlier today on the morning show. Just about money.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Well, yeah. But I'd have to see sort of the evidence of that, which will come out later with how much this kid gets paid at his new school.
And especially because he was...
Is it already something that's lined up? I don't know.
He was getting a lot from Pitt already.
Yeah, that's the thing.
It's not like there's too many stars on this team. Deion Hayes was one of them.